Penguin Random House Audio presents Call Me Evie by J.P. Pomari. Read for you by Olivia Mackenzie Smith. I would forget it fain, but oh, it presses to my memory, like damned guilty deeds to sinners' minds. Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, Act 3, Scene 2. Doubting what you see is a very odd experience, and doubting what you remember is also a pretty odd experience, because some memories come with a very compelling sense of truth about them, and that happens to be the case even for memories that are not true. Daniel Kahneman. Part 1. Shadow and Heat. In the past month, how much time have you spent thinking you will not live a long life? 0. None. 1. A little. 2. Some. 3. Much. 4. Most. After. Chapter 1. The green first aid kit is open, with rolls of bandages, eye drops, butterfly stitches spilling out over the vanity like entrails. In my hand are the tiny pointed scissors. Before my eyes, they open and close and open and close. I can hear him coming up the hall. The door creaks. "Jesus," he says. He palms his forehead. I stop breathing.
"Put those down, Kate."